I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. Welcome to Cyber Talk, a Cybercrime Magazine podcast series brought to you by CyberArk, the global leader in identity security. Centered on privileged access management, CyberArk provides the most comprehensive security offering for any identity, human or machine. To learn more about CyberArk, visit cyberark.com. Joining me today is Shahar Layani, Chief Customer Officer of CyberArk. Welcome, Shahar. So excited to be speaking with you today.
Thank you for hosting me, Hillary. It's a pleasure to be here and to talk to you on this podcast.
Yes, likewise. And to start off, Shahar, I always like to hear about guests' roles. So can you tell us about being the Chief Customer Officer of CyberArk and, you know, what you do?
Of course. So my journey at CyberArk started more than 20 years ago and mostly in different customer-facing positions. But as Chief Customer Officer here, my main goal is really to accelerate the continuous delivery of value to our customers. We deliver value by tracking and following our customer health, and our three large adoption groups, success management, security services, and tech support, are helping our customers with their identity security programs. So basically that's our goal, you know, complemented by our excellent education services group and our red team. Everything we do here is meant to deliver value to our customers.
Excellent. And what are you hearing from customers? What types of, you know, goals are they bringing to you, or concerns? I mean, especially concerns, as there seems to be a new cyber attack weekly in the news that, you know, is broadcast. But of course, there's many, many that we don't always hear about in the mainstream media.
Correct. Yes. What keeps our customers up at night, and frankly, it keeps us at night as well, when I talk to CISOs, it's really the ransomware attacks. And more specifically, I would say the operator-driven ransomware attacks, which are more sophisticated compared to the commoditized ransomware that has been around for years. Referring to the sharp rise of supply chain attacks like the one on SolarWinds. And in these attacks, the attacker dropped the ransomware after they already stole secret, moved laterally, and basically own the entire network. So in these attacks, we see double extortion. The first is when the attacker is offering access to the decryption keys. And the second is when they threat to release data that was stolen and could be leaked by the attacker and be available publicly. So that's really what I'm hearing these days.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. It's certainly what I'm hearing from a lot of folks, is the concern with the rise of ransomware. And, you know, as we all know, ransomware has been around for a long time, but it's just made this resurgence over the past year and a half during the pandemic. And it's always interesting kind of how those trends develop. So I guess, do you track trends with other teams in CyberArk at all to figure out what kind of, or like kind of get ahead of what customers might be coming to you with?
Yes. Yeah, so here at CyberArk, one of the teams that has a lot of information about what's going on in our space is our red team. Because they are really, you know, a bunch of very, very talented researchers that do ethical hacking. But also we learn a lot from engagement with customers. So when an organization is under attack, not necessarily a CyberArk customer, but any organization that is really facing this chaos, they reach out to the different forensic firms out there to really try to analyze and contain and manage the incident. Usually the second call is to the CyberArk team, because what they learn very quickly is that the attacker was able to move laterally by stealing credential, harvesting and really moving around in the network until they gain access to the cloud consoles or to sensitive applications or domain controls and so forth. So when we get engaged, this is really an opportunity for us also to learn more about the nature of the attack and really assist with the short-term remediation effort of starting to really manage secrets and credentials better. So hopefully that answered your question, but this is really, CyberArk has this first row view into the most sophisticated attacks out there by being called to into those incidents by the forensic firms. And this is what where we basically, we learn from research, our own research, and we have an amazing team in the CyberArk Labs and the Red Team. But we also learn from customers' lessons and their engagements. And we're usually very much engaged when there's an attack path with stolen credentials. And unfortunately, that's something that happens almost on a weekly basis.
Okay. Yeah, that does answer my question. And that's helpful. I'm sure if you're engaged when there's been an attack and credentials have been compromised, that you're definitely on the front lines of helping, I guess, calm customers. Is that fair to say, I guess?
Yeah. We try. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yes. What's that like, I guess, is my next question for you.
It's, I think that what we bring to the table is usually the experience and more of a runbook of, you know, how to really approach this remediation effort from a privilege access management perspective and from an identity perspective. We also can provide our own infrastructure because we offer our solution as a service as well. So if the customers are not trusting their own infrastructure, their cloud infrastructure, or their on-prem infrastructure, we can very quickly onboard them into our offering. And I think that just when you have this first conversation and with a very nervous customer on the other side of the phone, when you talk about your experience and your knowledge and when you provide this cookbook, you know, this runbook, and they very quickly see that we're very experienced, and we're also very much aligned with the forensic companies as well in terms of their recommendations. So when we have those conversations, I think we bring this calm, this, you know, this notion that we know what we're doing and there is a path forward and you can survive even the most sophisticated attacks out there.
Right, absolutely. And it sounds like, but I'm still going to ask you anyway, sounds like, Shahar, that improving the customer experience is important to you and your team. So I guess if that's true, how do you all go about doing that?
And that's a great question because secure, as you said, you know, security controls and you know, the experience that you talked about, the security controls are only good or as good as their adoption. So I believe that CyberArk is a very unique vendor in the sense that we understand that it takes more than just great technology. It's really the combination of technology, people, and processes. And our secret recipe is all about combining great technology with leading expertise to ultimately help our customers succeed with their identity security processes and programs. The fact that we understand that we have success plans and we understand, we have a blueprint that we develop, we understand how all those different elements that I mentioned, not just the solution, not just the software and the technology, is a great advantage for us in the market.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And there are a lot of cybersecurity companies out there who are focusing on different verticals and specialties. But it sounds like, at least to me, with my past experience in various, not cybersecurity companies, but various customer services, that this customer service could, you know, be a point of which you could really differentiate yourself and help make your company stand out, especially since the people that you're dealing with and speaking with have, you know, potentially had their entire businesses uprooted.
Yes, absolutely. I'm a strong believer in proactive support and proactive services. I think that when you really hold the hand of the customer throughout the journey, and you can be proactive about it and you can generate that positive experience, there's the partnership that is being established. And what's unique here is that the problem that we solve, or the set of problems that we solve around identity, are not unique for a certain vertical or a speciality. Identities, as you know, are everywhere. The worlds of identity, we all also see that it's a little bit expanding with the move to and the transition to the cloud. So the fact that we have a great understanding about a problem that everyone experiences, regardless of vertical, compliance, geography, is a great advantage for us when we have these conversations and we really help customers throughout their journey, not just in the first installation, and not just when they have a support ticket or something is broken. It's really a long term journey, and that experience is so critical. I would add in addition to that, that you know the time to value is critical for us as well. So from the moment you decide that you want to have an identity security program or privileged access management program, the value that you get from working with our teams is something that is measurable. You don't see that with other security solutions, especially solutions that are there to really monitor a network or alert the customer. You don't, in day one, you don't really see that value. And in our space, you see it very quickly. So that time to value, another very important concept. I mentioned proactive support and proactive services, but that time to value is something that we cherish here in CyberArk, and customers appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. And you that's a great transition into my final thought. And my final question was, do you measure success? And if so, like how does that, what does that look like? Is it that you have, you know, great customer success stories, or is it more than that? Which sounds like it's more than that, but I was curious to hear about that, Shahar.
That's a great question. And Hillary, the key here is really to have tangible and measurable KPIs. This is something that we built into the solution with our reporting, but also it's something that we built into our deployment process. So CyberArk established something that is called the Privileged Access Management Blueprint. It's really a framework for how you can measure risk in your environment. And when you have a blueprint, and you can obviously leverage that framework to provide to really design your own path and your own identity security program. But when you have that blueprint in combination with what our solution offer and in terms of measuring and reporting, then you can really move from one month to the other and measure your progress, measure your health from a security perspective, and the growth of your deployment.
Fantastic. Well, I guess I lied because I have one more question now for you. it's just fun talking to you. It's a fascinating conversation. I guess this is a very open-ended question, so you can take it whatever direction you like, but any final thoughts for listeners? We have a lot of security, you know, C-suite, CISOs who listen to our show. And so I just wanted to extend that to you. Any final thoughts you'd want to leave folks with?
Sure. First of all, I enjoy our conversation as well, so I can stay as long as you want me to. And I like that last question because, you know, it's really an opportunity for me to talk about a concept that we strongly believe here in CyberArk, and that's the fact that, you know, security is a team game. You'll hear a lot from experts and security vendors in different spaces, not just our space. About why the control and the problem that they solve is the most important problem to solve. And CyberArk has a different approach. We really, over the years, partnered with many vendors, not just technology vendors, but also system integrators and partners, to really invest in the fact that 1 + 1 can really equal 11 and not just 2. We have this platform, we call it the C-Cube Alliance, where we have many technology partners who can really integrate our solution into their solution and vice versa. And we have a marketplace for that. The reason why I wanted to highlight that you know, notion of security being a team game, a team type of effort, is because I think it's really important for customers to understand that and make sure that they connect the dots they may be working with multiple vendors, and it's really important that everyone is accountable for a different element of security. But having those open discussions, I think that's very fruitful, because everyone is really, you know, in our space are working towards the same goal, which is really securing our modern way of life.
Absolutely. That's a great send-off. Couldn't agree more. Shahar, thank you so much for coming onto the show and speaking with me. As I mentioned earlier, this has been fantastic.
Thank you so much, Hillary. Thank you so much for having me. I'm looking forward to listen to your podcast and the great guests that you're inviting.
Oh, wonderful. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. Cyber Talk was brought to you by CyberArk, the global leader in identity security. Centered on privileged access management, CyberArk provides the most comprehensive security offering for any identity, human or machine. To learn more about our sponsor, CyberArk, visit cyberark.com. And you can listen to all of our podcast episodes at cybercrime.radio.